A lie is a lie, and when it comes to false doctrine, God will not tolerate a lie. Here's Pastor Al Pittman.
No matter what you say, the doctor says cancer, and you say candy? No, cancer. Candy? No, cancer. You can reclassify it, call it candy, but it's still cancer. No reclassification of a lie makes it the truth. And God loves us too much to endorse what will separate us from Him and send us to an eternal hell. He will never endorse it, because only God can satisfy the soul. Only God can heal the ills of mankind.
Dwelling place, dwelling place, dwelling place. You are my dwelling place, dwelling place, dwelling place.
We welcome you once again to The Dwelling Place with Pastor Al Pittman, coming to you from Calvary Worship Center in Colorado Springs. As anyone who has stood in line at a supermarket check stand can attest, we live in a tabloid society. Those crazy papers that proclaim the arrival of aliens and the latest sighting of Elvis are very popular, despite the obvious lies they contain. If you saw a headline that said one-third of the world's population was being killed, would you believe it? Well, as we'll find out today, it's going to happen, because the Bible says so in Revelation chapter 9. It's a sad time, and yet we as believers can take heart in knowing that through God's grace, we won't be there to suffer through it. Here's Pastor Al with more.
Jesus Christ will come back and step down on the Mount of Olives, right outside of the gate, eastern gate in Jerusalem, and He will meet this army and the foes and enemies of Israel in the Valley of Megiddo. And the Battle of Armageddon would take place, and He will slaughter them. Okay? I don't think He's going to raise a finger. He's just going to speak the word. Amen. And He's going to destroy the enemies of Israel, and He will establish His kingdom at that point on earth for 1,000 years. Okay? We'll get into that as we go through the book of Revelation, just a little preview. But it's interesting that this 200 million man army, go, oh, man, that's far-fetched, you know. Who can mount a 200 million man army? Well, it's been said that China has boasted of being able to field an army of 200 million men. Just a thought. I'm just saying. Amen. And Revelation chapter 16 says those who will invade it from will invade Israel are the kings of the east. Just saying. All right. Amen. Something to think about. Verses 17 to 19. Read along with me. And thus I saw the horses in the vision. This is where I believe John is really describing global warfare, modern day global warfare. Just listen. And thus I saw the horses in the vision. Those who sat on them had breastplates of fiery red, hyacinth blue, and sulfur yellow. And the heads of the horses were like the heads of lions. And out of their mouths came fire, smoke, and brimstone. They had three plagues, or by these plagues, what plagues? Fire, smoke, and brimstone. A third of mankind was killed by the fire and the smoke and the brimstone which came out of their mouths. For their power is in their mouth and in their tails. For their tails are like serpents, having heads, and with them they do harm. Now, it's just, you know, I believe, you know, it's my opinion, and of course, opinion of many others, but I believe that he's describing global warfare, modern-day global warfare here. The fire and smoke and brimstone are a good depiction of modern-day munitions being fired, coming out of their mouth. And again, he's doing his best to describe it. He's never seen a tank or anything like that. So, you know, in verses 18 and 19... you know, he describes this conflict, this global conflict on the face of the earth. It's going to be a conflict like the world has never seen before. I was looking up some of the numbers on the regarding World War I and World War II about the deaths around the world. We know how those wars engulfed the entire world and all, and how devastating they were. The war at this time, this global war that he's describing, killing a third of mankind, you know, those other wars pale in comparison. World War I, for instance, there was an estimated 40 million people that perished, military and civilians, during World War I. In World War II, an estimated 70 to 80 million people perished, military and civilians. Horrific, you know. 6 million Jews exterminated. All of this going on will be nothing in comparison to what the world will experience in the Great Tribulation period. And now, seeing all of this, you got the crazy locust, you know, psycho locust, stinging folks, wanting to die, making folks sick and all of this. And then you got this invading army and a third of mankind being destroyed. You would think after a while that the world would say, what must I do to be saved? What's going on? Wait, let's get on our knees. Somebody call a prayer meeting. But look at the world's response, verse 20. But the rest of mankind who were not killed by these plagues did not repent of the works of their hands, that they should not worship demons and idols of gold, silver, brass, stone, and wood, which can neither see nor hear nor walk. And they did not repent of their murders or their sorceries or their sexual immorality or their thefts. The hardness of mankind's heart, the hardness of people's hearts today, people who've been warned time and time again, who've had near-death experiences and have walked away only to continue to be defiant, to live a life of defiance against God. What will it take for you to open your eyes and see? And after all of this tribulation, the world is still defiant, refusing to repent of their worship of demons, the worship of their hands, and all these other things. You know, I was reading an article that was speaking about the fact that Satanism, the Satanic Temple, TST, in America is on the rise. Their membership is flourishing. Not only in America, but around the world. The Satanic Temple. You know, the gray area that was once there, was a little gray area, is gone. Amen. There's no more gray area. And during the tribulation, there will be no gray area. People will outright worship demons, knowing that it is an offense against God. Well, maybe they didn't know. They'll know. And yet they will still reject him. The pride, the arrogance of mankind, just as many are so proud and arrogant today, knowing that there is a God, and yet defying him, the very one who holds their breath in the palm of his hand. We find this defiance here. There's defiance as a result of this horrific tribulation on the face of the earth. And they continue to worship demons and to worship their idols, to worship the works of their hands, just like people do today. And what does it lead to? It led to murder, sorceries, sexual immorality, and thefts. They continue to abound. You would think by then, someone would have created an app or something to straighten out mankind. Someone would have created a pill to take care of all of our ills. No, even in the tribulation, there is no remedy that mankind can come up by his own hands to cure himself. There is still murder. Since Cain slew Abel, mankind has been killing his fellow man. In 2017, I was reading where Mexico reported 29,000 murders in Mexico. In the same year in the United States, there were 17,284 murders. And closer to home in 2016, 2017, Colorado Springs experienced a 53% increase in murders. Murder abounds. Love conquers all. Jesus said, greater love has no man than to lay his life down for his friends. But in the tribulation period, it seemed like people would want to lay their friends' lives down to kill one another, rather than turn to God, rather than embrace the love of God for their fellow man. Not only that, they refuse not only to repent of their murders, but also they refuse to repent of sorceries. This word sorcery comes from the Greek word pharmakous. Pharmakous, or where we get our word pharmacy, drugs. So it speaks of drugs, but also speaks of sorcery, a sorcerer. One who uses magical remedies, divinations, witchcraft, and astrology. Listen, the California hotline, amen, the California Psychic Hotline, I should say, amen, is a hotline to hell. Don't do it. Sometimes believers kind of play around with divination. You cannot serve two masters. And there's no way around the Holy Spirit. We have the Holy Spirit. We don't need to go to witches and to astrology or to sorcerers, amen. God has given us his Spirit to lead us into all truth. Because a hotline will lie to you, amen. Every time I see that stupid commercial on television, and it is stupid, on television about psychic hotline, California psychic hotline, and that one homeboy, brother on there, she told me I could start my own business. I was like, oh my God, amen. I know it's just a commercial. I get so mad at that brother every time I see him. Man, wake up. Amen. Because they're going to tell you what you want to hear, not what you need to hear. But the wounds of a friend are faithful. Amen. The kisses of an enemy are deceitful. And yet people believe that stuff, live their lives by it. It will abound during the tribulation period.
We'll pause here for a moment, and Pastor Al will be right back with the second half of today's message in Revelation 9. This is The Dwelling Place with Pastor Al Pittman. If you missed any part of the first half of today's message, or if you have to leave before the program is over, you can go online and hear it at your convenience at cwccs.org. And The Dwelling Place is also on OnePlace, which is available through the OnePlace app for your iPhone or Android, and on the web at oneplace.com. And let me remind you that if you haven't ordered your copy of Pastor Al's new book, Revelation, Earth's Final Chapter, you can get a copy by going to our website, cwccs.org. Now let's join Pastor Al once again for the second half of today's message in Revelation 9.
And of course, do I need to mention the opioid epidemic we're facing today? Further evidence that mankind cannot heal himself. They would not repent of their murders and of their sorceries, and they would not repent of their sexual immorality. The Greek word for sexual immorality is porneia. Some people pronounce it porneia, but porneia speaks of illicit sexual intercourse, including incest, homosexuality, lesbianism, and bestiality. And all of this, the Bible considers to be idolatry. Now, let me tell you, for those who struggle with homosexuality or lesbianism, listen, God loves you. But the reality is that it is outside of God, of what God accepts. It's outside of his word, and it must be repented of. You are welcome here. Are there Christians who struggle with homosexuality and same-sex attraction? Of course there are. It's a propensity. Just as there are Christians who have a propensity to be proud or propensity to be alcoholic, you have to watch yourself. You have to back off, because our propensities do not define righteousness. God's word defines righteousness and needs to be the lamp to our feet and the light to our path. Amen? Illicit sexual behavior, however, today has become the new religion of our time. It is a new religion. You don't believe me? Speak out against it and watch how people react. How dare you? I can't watch you. Oh, hell, I know. You hateful, bigot, racist, but I'm black. You're still a racist. Amen. Illicit sexual behavior, whatever I want to do, whatever my propensity is a new religion today, and you dare not speak out against it. The lie of hell is illicit sex is freedom, but in fact it is bondage. I was reading a report, it grabbed the title of it, article grabbed my attention. And here's the title. It is Porn Addiction: Why Americans Are in More Danger Than Ever, close quote. It wasn't written by some religious guy. In the article, excuse me, it stated that the World Health Organization recently classified porn addiction as a behavioral disorder. And anyone who's been addicted to it understand what I'm talking about. How it controls the way you think and controls your life, controls what you think of yourself, all of that. It's a behavioral disorder. According to this group called Pornhub, they also reported in 2017 that women frequented porn sites more than men. Interesting. The enemy has seduced us. Yes, America's in danger. The world is in danger because we're not thinking right because of this addiction. But the devil says, oh, you're free. Woo! and it only leads to bondage. To speak out against illicit sexual behavior is to be immediately ostracized, to be considered a social pariah today in our society, an outcast. People will reject you, push you aside. Oh, what I'm saying right now, people think, oh, he's a hateful person. But it's the truth. The devil has skillfully and masterfully redefined and reclassified love according to our own carnal human propensities. Who are you? You've heard this before. To tell me who to love. I'm nobody, but he's everything. And I'm going to believe what Jesus says, what the Word of God says, over how I feel. I mean, there's some propensities I got. I dare not act on them. And the fact that I have the propensity doesn't mean that I'm right, especially when the Bible says I'm wrong. Whoever disagrees, however, with people today, with another person's propensity, regardless of God's word, is closed-minded and hateful. But listen, hear me clearly. No reclassification of a lie makes it the truth. No reclassification of a lie makes it the truth. No matter what you say, the doctor says cancer, and you say candy? No, cancer. Candy? No, cancer. You can reclassify it, call it candy, but it's still cancer. No reclassification of a lie makes it the truth. And God loves us too much to endorse what will separate us from him and send us to an eternal hell. He will never endorse it, because only God can satisfy the soul. Only God can heal the ills of mankind. They would not repent of their sexual immorality, and they would not repent of their thefts. They would not repent of their thefts. They believe the delusional lie of mankind, which is he who comes to the end of his life and has the most stuff wins. That's a lie. Proverbs 9, verses 17 and 18 says, stolen water is sweet, and bread eaten in secret is pleasant, but he does not know that the dead are there, that her guests are in the depths of hell. Oh, it may taste sweet now, but it'll be like wormwood, bitterness in your soul later on. Jesus declared, what does it profit a man to gain the whole world and yet lose his own soul? Answer, nothing. Defiance only produces more murder, sorceries, sexual immorality, and thefts. Therefore, apart from God, mankind will not get better, he'll get worse. And here we find him here in the tribulation, defiant against God, holding on to that which only sends him to a place of torment. Ephesians chapter 5 says, for this you know, that no fornicator, unclean person, nor covetous man who is an idolater has any inheritance in the kingdom of God and of Christ and God. Let no one deceive you with empty words. There's a lot of empty philosophy and words out there today. For because of these things, the wrath of God comes upon the sons of disobedience. Therefore, do not be partakers with them. God loves, let me just say that, God loves the murderer. God loves the sexually immoral, the sorceress. He loves the addict. He loves the thief. He sent his son to die for them. And such were some of us. Amen. He sent Christ to die for our sins. He loves us, but he must punish sin. Romans 5 tells us about his love. But God demonstrates his own love toward us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. And then much more. Much more than having now been justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. Hallelujah. A couple of takeaways. Number one is this, before we end our time today, the preciseness of God's judgment. You go back to that in verse 15. God prepared these angels, these four demonic beings. He had them bound because he has authority over them. He prepared them for a certain hour, day, month, and year. You know what that tells me is that my God is not, God's not flying off the handle in the tribulation period. He is precise in his judgment. And he's also precise in how he works in my life. Therefore, I can rest that God knows the things that I'm waiting for, the things that I've asked for. He knows the hour and the day, the month and the year. Amen. Therefore, I can rest in him. Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 11 says, he makes everything beautiful in his time, not my time. Amen? In his time. Rest in that. Rest that God is not just, oh, what do I do today? Oh, I'm so flustered. You know, he never does that. He knows the end from the beginning. And he has a precise time for everything. Not only in the history of mankind, but in your life. Amen? If we'll trust him. Here's the second thing, is that the works of the flesh lead to wrath, but the fruit of the Spirit to fullness of life. Galatians chapter 5, verses 19 to 20. You may want to write this down. Galatians 5, verses 19 to 26, I should say. There is a definition of the defiant and a definition of those who are compliant with the will of God. You walk in the flesh. The works of the flesh, fornication, murder, all this stuff, you know, it talks about the works of the flesh. And that anyone who practices these things, Paul says in Galatians chapter 5, will not inherit the kingdom of heaven. But the fruit of the Spirit, love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, meekness, kindness, self-control. Against such, there is no law because it's about a relationship with God. The fruit of the Spirit. And then he says, therefore, walk in the Spirit. Walk in the Spirit. So what are we to do, you know, as we're living in this world? Don't be with the defiant who will not inherit the kingdom, but be with the compliant, those who are walking in the Spirit and bearing the fruit of the Spirit so that you can have the fullness of life. Jesus said, the thief has come to kill, steal, and destroy, but I've come that you might have life, and yes, that more abundantly. How do you get that? Walk in the Spirit. What is walking in the Spirit? Walk in obedience and compliance with the will of God, not in defiance. Amen. As we look back to the future, if you will, looking here in the book of Revelation, we understand as we look back that we have a confidence and an everlasting peace despite what is coming upon the world. And that confidence and everlasting peace comes through the knowledge of Jesus Christ, comes through the fact that we know that our sins are forever forgiven through faith in our high priest and our sacrifice, Jesus Christ. Therefore, Paul writes in Colossians chapter 1, and I will close. He has delivered us from the power of darkness and has conveyed us into the kingdom of the Son of his love, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins. Come quickly, Lord Jesus.
Thanks for listening to The Dwelling Place with Pastor Al Pittman. If you'd like to hear this message again, you can listen, watch, or download with a simple click. Just go to cwccs.org and click the Messages tab at the top of the page. And while you're checking out our website, be sure to download the Calvary Worship Center app for your device and take Pastor Al wherever you go. The Dwelling Place is also available at oneplace.com, and you can find One Place on the internet and with a search on your Alexa or Google Play-enabled device. And I would also like to ask you to take a few moments today to send Pastor Al an email and let him know that you enjoy The Dwelling Place on this station. That would be a great encouragement to Pastor Al and all of us here at The Dwelling Place. You can also share a prayer request with us, and we'll count it a privilege to pray for you. Just send an email to amen@cwccs.org. If you live in the Colorado Springs area and are looking for a church home, or you'll be visiting the area in the future, we invite you to come join us for worship here at Calvary Worship Center at either our Creekside or Westside campus. You'll find directions and the current schedule we have for limited access live services at cwccs.org. And no matter where you are, you can watch our services via live streaming right there at our website. And I also want to quickly remind you that Pastor Al's brand new book, Revelation, Earth's Final Chapter, is now available. Pastor Al's new book will really help you better understand the amazing things that God has in store for this world. To order your copy, just go to cwccs.org. That's cwccs.org. Have a wonderful day in the Lord and join us next time for The Dwelling Place with Pastor Al Pittman, presented by Calvary Worship Center in Colorado Springs, Colorado.